Mesechtes Nazir, Daf Tes Zayin, 11 lines from the top of Daf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph, we begin a new parak and a new Mishnah. Now, this Mishnah should be familiar to us because we had a Mishnah on Daf Hey Amud Aleph that stated, Stam Naziris Lamed Yoyim, and the Gemara brought two Makarios as to what the Makarios that Stam Naziris is Lamed Yoyim, and Rav Masna held, although this is Halach Lamesh Mesinai, there is an Asmachta that the Pasuk says, Kadosh Yia, and we learn out Yia, the Gematria Tlosin Havo, that the Gematria of Yia is 30, and therefore Stam Naziris is Lamed. However, Bab Hoda had a Kabbalah that Naziris is actually 29 days, and he learned it from the fact that the Torah used the Lashon of Nazir or Lahazir, as well as other Lashonis of Naziris and the Lashon Neda 29 times, and therefore he learns that Stam Naziris is 29 days. And Taisus in our Mishnah says, Beper Kama Maisinle, in the first parak, we already brought this Mishnah, Pirshu Rav Masna Bab Hoda Ken Islu, and each of Rav Masna and Bab Hoda explained this Mishnah according to their own Shitais. And the Mefarash also states, Vikula Mastis in Hachim. First, prepare Kamala Rav Masna Kedisle, Ula Bapada Kedisle. And we will initially go through our Mishnah as well as the Gemara according to Shitas Rav Masna, because that's a psak that Stam Naziris is Lamed Yoyim. And then after we learn the Gemara, we will go back and relearn the Mishnah and the Gemara according to Shitas Bapada. Now, according to Rav Masna, the Mishnah, which is a very short Mishnah on Daf Hey Amud Aleph that says Stam Naziris Lamed Yoyim, makes a lot of sense. And the Mishnah teaches us that if someone is Mekabal on himself a Stam Naziris, then they have to keep Naziris for 30 days. And in addition, if someone says, I'm a Kabbalah myself, one day of Naziris, or 29 days of Naziris, he would also have to keep a 30-day period of Naziris, as a Naziris, Pachish Melamed Yoyim. And before we begin the Gemara, let's just point out a few klalim that we have to know according to Rav Masna. Number one, Rav Masna holds that there is a din of Mixer Yom Kekulei, and therefore, on the Reis Adika level, if Reuven was a Kabbalah himself, a Naziris of Shleishim Yoyim, or a Stam Naziris, really on day 30, he could cut his hair and bring his Kabbalahs, as we would say, Mixer Yom Kekulei. However, the Rabbanan made a takana, and they said, L'chatchilo, you should not cut your hair or bring your kabbanis until day 31, because we're concerned that maybe some will say, Harini Nazir, Lamed Shleimim, that I should be a Nazir for 30 complete days, and then he won't be able to cut his hair or bring his kabbanis till day 31. And therefore, we said, in all cases, you should not bring your kabbanis, and you should not cut your hair until day 31. And the Rosh on Daf Hei Amud Beis explains, Umi L'chatchilo, Amru Chacham, Shalei Galeach Bay B'yayim. Still, the Chacham said, L'chatchilo, you should not cut your hair or bring your kabbanis on the 30th day, kivin shehu minyan nazir, because that day you already counted part of the day as a nazir, and lechatchila we would rather not use the concept of mixer yom kekulei. And number two, we will see two machleksim between the Tanakhama and Rebbe Elazar. Number one, if Reuven becomes tamei on day number 30 prior to bringing his kabbanis, so the Rabbanan hold that we do not say mixer yom kekulei prior to bringing your kabbanis, and it would be considered that Reuven became tamei during the days of his nazirus, and therefore he would actually forfeit all the days of his Naziris. After his 7-day process to become Tara from Tumas Meis, Reuven would have to bring the Kabbanis that a Nazir that becomes Tame brings, which is Dasham Naziris and a Chatos and a Ela, and afterwards he would restart his Naziris and he would have to count another 30 days. However, Rebbe Elazar holds that as long as it's already the 30th day, we always would say that Mixer Yom Kekulei, and therefore, even though Reuven became Tame on day 30, it is not considered that he became Tame while he was in Nazir. He doesn't forfeit his 30 days, and he also doesn't have to bring the 3 Kabbanis that Nazir that becomes Tamei brings. And the only effect that becoming Tamei Mace has on Reuven on day 30, according to Rebbe Elazar, is that at this point he will not be able to bring his Kabbanis of Nazir's Betaira until after he finishes his process of becoming Tar from Tumas Mace, and during that period of time he will not be able to drink wine or cut his hair because he did not yet bring his Kabbanis. There's also a second in Rebbe Elazar's Mechadish, which is actually brought by Reish Lakish on that Vav Amud Beis. If Reuven, for example, accepted upon himself to become a Nazir for a complete 100 days, and therefore even Rebbe Elazar agrees to Chacham that in that case we do not say Mixer Yom Kekulei the entire day, and he has to keep the full 100 days. And let's say Reuven became Tamei on that 100th day, so Lefi Chacham, of course, this Nazir is considered a Nazir Tamei, and therefore he has to bring the Kabbanis of a Nazir Tamei, and it would be Soisa, and it would forfeit all of his 100 days that he already counted as a Nazir. However, Rebbe Elazar's Mechadish, based on the Pasuk that says, V'zeis Teres HaNazir B'yayim Melois Yomei Nizrei, that if someone becomes Tamei on the last day that he is a Nazir, then he only has to keep another Naziris period, which would be Stam Naziris Shleishim Yoyim, and therefore, even though he became Tamei, he only has to repeat a 30-day period of Naziris, and he doesn't have to repeat all 100 days. And the Lashon of the Gemara in that Vav Amud Beis is, HaTayr Amra Nitma B'yei Melois Ten Loi Tayris Nazir, that if he becomes Tamei on his last day that fulfills his Naziris period, then he has to keep the Dinim of his Stam Nazir, and he only has to keep another 30 days of his Naziris, and he doesn't have to keep a full 100 days. And let's begin on our Mishnah, according to Rabbi Masna, who holds that Stam Naziris is actually Shloshim Yoim. Misha Amar Rini Nazir. If Reuben says, I want to be a Nazir, then Megaleich Yoim Shloshim Echad, then Luchatchila, he should only cut his hair and bring his Kabbalist on day 31. And as we explained, because Rabbanan are Misakin, and they would Geiza out to a person that would say, I want to be a Nazir for a full 30 days, and Mixiyam Kukule would not apply in that case, and he would have to bring his Kabbalist and cut his hair on day 31. But Vimgilach Yoim Shloshim, but Lemaise, if he would cut his hair and bring his Kabbalist on the 30th day, then of course, since we hold Mixiyam Kukulai, therefore Yotza on the Raisadik level, of course he was Yotza bringing his Kabbalist and cutting his hair. And the Mishnah continues, if instead of Reuven just saying Hareini Nazir, Reuven actually specified and he said, Hareini Nazir Shloshim Yoim, therefore, since he didn't have to say the word Shloshim Yoim, as Stam Nazir is to Shloshim Yoim, it must be that he meant to say, I want to be a Nazir for a complete 30 days, and I don't want to have a din of Mixiyam Kukulai, and therefore Mgilach Liyam Shloshim, in this case, if he would cut his hair and bring his Kabbalist on the 30th day, Lo Yotza, he would not be Yotza because his Nazirus is not over until the end of the 30th day, and he has to bring his Kabbalist, and he has to cut his hair on day 31. And the Mishnah continues, Mishin Nazir Shtei Nazirus, if someone accepts upon himself two periods of Nazirus, which means he said, Hareini Nazirus, I want to be Mekabal himself two periods of Nazirus, or he said, Hareini Nazir, and then he said again, Hareini Nazir, in both cases, his Chayav is Stam Nazirus of Shloshim Yoim, and therefore, the din is really similar to the case that we had in the Reisha, and after his first period of Naziris, he would cut his hair and bring his Kabbalist on day 31, because as we said before, Midrabanan, we don't want to rely on the din of Mixiyam Kukulai, and therefore you should only cut your hair on day 31, even though on a Deraistic level, we would say Mixiyam Kukulai, and you could cut your hair on day 30. Immediately upon cutting your hair and bringing Kabbalist, you begin your next Naziris period, and therefore, Vesashniya Yom Shishim Echad, since you started your second Naziris period on day 31, so therefore, day 30 would be day number 60, and L'chadchila, Reuven should cut his hair on day 31, which is day 61, and he should also bring his second set of Kabbalists on day 61. However, if he cut his hair b'di'eved, because he relied on Mixiyam Kukulai on day 30, then his second period of Naziris started on day 30, therefore day number 30 for the second Naziris period is really day 59, and that's why you should cut your hair and bring in Kabbalists on the 60th day, which is really the 31st day of his second term of Naziris, which is of course a din l'chatchila. And even though on his first term of Naziris he relied on Mixiyam Kukulai, on his second term of Naziris he should still l'chatchila not rely on Mixiyam Kukulai. And the chiddush in this part of the Mishnah is the seifa of this part of the Mishnah, where we said that even though you only kept the first Naziris for 30 days and we used the klal of Mixiyam Kukulai in order to be able to bring your Kabbalist and cut your hair on day 30, we still say Mixiyam Kukulai once again and you start your second Naziris period on day 30, and therefore it's considered as if Yom Echad is Oilu L'Kan L'Kan, and we say Mixiyam Kukulai both on the first part of the day, that is considered day 30 for his first part of his years, and the second part of the day after he brings his Kabbalist and cuts his hair is considered day 1 for his second period of his years. And the Mishnah continues, V'mgilich Yom Shishim Chase Echad Yatza, and in this case, if he cut his hair on day 59, he would be Yatza, because in this case, you're using the concept of Mixiyam Kukulai twice. First of all, on your first term of his years, you cut your hair on day 30 using the concept of Mixiyam Kukulai, and then you start in his years on day 30, and day 30 for your second Naziris is day 59, and once again, based on Mixiyam Kukulai, you could cut your hair and bring your Kabbalist on day 59. And the Mishnah continues, Hey, Rabbi Pius said testimony on Mishnah Nazir Shtei Naziris, that there was a person that was mekabel themselves two Naziris periods, and even though the Chatchila, they should have cut their hair and brought their Kabbalist on day 31 and day 61, but Shemgilich has Rishayin Yom Shleishim, that even though they cut their hair and brought their Kabbalist on day 30, Megaleich has the Shriya Yom Shishim, that they cut their hair for the second period of time on the 60th day, then Gilach Yom Shishim Chasa Echad, and even if they would have cut their hair and brought the Kabbalist on day 59, Yatza She Yom Shleishim Oilei Men Aminyan, because the 30th day is not only counted as the last day of his first Naziris period based on Mixiyam Kukulai, but it's also counted as the first day of his second Naziris period, and therefore the Chachili should cut his hair for the second Naziris period on day 60, which is day 31 for his second Naziris period, and B'di'evet he could rely on Mixiyam Kukulai and he could cut his hair on day 59, which is the 30th day of his second Naziris period. And the Mishnah continues, Misha'am HaReini Nazir, if Reuven says, I want to be a Nazir, and Stam Naziris is 30 days, Nitma Yom Shleishim, so then if Reuven becomes Tameh on his 30th day, and even though we say Mixiyam Kukulai, but the only time that the Tanakam holds, we say Mixiyam Kukulai, is only if you bring in Karbanis and you cut his hair, but since at this point, he did not yet bring his Karban, and he did not yet cut his hair, therefore, Seisis HaKol, he would forfeit all of his days that he already counted, and he would have to bring his Karban Naziris, and then afterwards, restart his Naziris, and once again, count 30 days. And Rabbi Lezer, Elazar argues on the Tanakhama, and he holds that we say the concept of mixing in kukulai even on the 30th day, and even though you did not yet bring in kabanis or cut your hair, and therefore he holds that if someone becomes tummy on day number 30, it's as if he became tummy when he wasn't a nazir, and even though he became tummy, he does not have to bring his kabanis that a nazir brings when he becomes tummy. He doesn't have to bring his ashami ilais or his chatas and ilah, and he also doesn't forfeit the days that he already counted as a nazir, and he would just have to wait for a 7-day period in order to become tar from tumas mace, and at that point he will be able to bring his kabanis of nazirus b'tayra and cut his hair. And as Rebbe Elazar says, and he says el shiva, by becoming tummy mace, it only suspends his nazirus for the 7 days that he has to wait until he becomes tar from tumas mace. And during those 7 days, since he can't bring his kabanis of nazirus b'tayra, so therefore he won't be able to drink wine or cut his hair until he brings his kabanis for a nazir of tayra that he only could bring after he becomes tar from tumas hameis. And even though according to Rebbe Elazar the lashon of seisa is not necessarily appropriate, however, since the Tanakhama used lashon seisa, therefore Rebbe Elazar used this lashon as well, even though it has a different meaning. And the Rush on that Vav and Beis points out that l'chayra, what is the big issue over here, and why does he have to wait 7 days? Generally, we hold that tamei mishaleich kabanisav, that if someone's tamei, he could send his kabanis to a shliach, so let nazir do so as well. And even though he's tamei meis, he will be able to drink wine and cut his hair. And the Rush says shani nazir d'chsiv b'negei naziris. It says mefurish v'nasan al kapei nazir. You have to place the carbon on the hands of the nazir, and therefore the kabanis of the nazir cannot be done through a shliach. And the Mishnah continues, Harini nazir shleishim yom. If Reuven says, I will be a nazir for 30 days, and as we explained before, since Lefira Masna, he didn't have to say the word shleishim yom, so by specifying shleishim yom, he must have meant to say, I want to be a nazir for a complete 30 days, and I won't go with the klal of miksa yom kikulai. So in this case, even Rebbe Elazar agrees to the Tanakhama that nitma yom shleishim shleishim zakol, that if Reuven becomes tummy on day 30, then certainly he became tummy as a nazir, and therefore after he becomes tar from tumas meis, he'll have to bring his kabbanis of tumah of a nazir, which are the sham nazir, the oila and the chatas, and he'll have to cut his hair and restart his nazir's period and recount 30 days, and only afterwards cut his hair once again and bring his kabbanis of a nazir b'tayra. And even though we mentioned akdama that Rebbe Elazar holds that the Torah says v'zayis teres hanazir b'yayim meleisi mei nizrei ha'tayra amra nitma b'yayim meleis ten lein nayir nazir, and it seems that on the last day of nazirus there is a different din. However, certainly the din is that you have to keep a 30-day period of nazirus, and there is a forfeiture of 30 days. And therefore, over here, since his nazirus is a nazirus of 30 days, so of course he has to restart a 30-day period of nazirus, and we'll see the application of the pasuk of Yom Leis Yimei Nizrei, where Rebbe Elazar would say ten lein teres nazir in the next case of the Mishnah. And the Mishnah continues, Harini nazir mei yom, and we should explain that the case is where Reuven said, I will be a nazir for 100 complete days. Reuven really said, Harini nazir mei yom shleimim. And since he said shleimim, therefore we don't go with the klal of mixyam kekulai, and therefore nitma yemeya, if he became tamei on the 100th day, which is his last day of nazirus, soisa sakal, then the din would be that it actually soisa all the days of his nazirus, and when he becomes tar from tumas meis, he will have to cut his hair and bring his kabbanis of tumah, and then he will have to restart his nazirus, and he'll count another 100 days according to Tanakhama. However, Rebbe Elazar holds that in this case, of course, we don't say mixyam kekulai, but since it's the last day of his nazirus period, so even though there will be a forfeiture and there will be a din that he has to cut his hair and he has to bring his kabbanis of tumah, his asham naziris and his chatas and oila after he becomes tar from tumas meis. However, Rebbe Elazar holds that we have a gzeiras hakasev that on yom melois, that if someone becomes tummy, tain lo tayris nazir, that the maximum amount that a person forfeits is only a period of stam naziris of 30 days and not more. And therefore, over here, he'll only forfeit 30 days and he has to recount 30 days of his naziris and he doesn't forfeit the full 100 days. And before we continue with the last case of the Mishnah, let's just point out that if a person becomes tummy after the days of his days of Naziris, but he didn't yet bring his kabbanis, so for example, if someone becomes tummy on day 31, we are midoraisa, really you could have brought your kabbanis on day 30, but the only reason why you couldn't bring your kabbanis until day 31 was as a gzeirah drabbanan, so therefore if he becomes tummy on day 30, he really is not considered in a nazir that became tummy, and therefore certainly he can't bring his kabbanis betumah, because of course that would be that he's bringing chulun lazara, and really he does not forfeit any of his days of Naziris. And with this point in mind, let us learn the next piece of the Mishnah, Nitma Yomei of Echad, if Reuven becomes tummy on day 101, which is really after the days of Naziris, as really based on Mixayim Kekulai, his Naziris was over on day 100. And L'chachil, Rabbanan said that we should not rely on Mixayim Kekulai, and he should wait to day 101 to bring his kabbanis and cut his hair. But if he became tummy on that day, so the Rabbanan still say that Seis HaShleishim Yom, now although certainly he can't bring kabbanis based on becoming a Nazir tummy as of course he wasn't a nazir at that point, and therefore if he would bring those kabbanis, it would be chulun la'azara. However, the rabbanan say, because we're concerned that maybe someone will confuse this day with a day that is really part of Naziris, since this is the day that the rabbanan required him to bring his kabbanis and cut his hair, and someone could confuse that this din would be the same on day 30 as well, and of course on day 30 that would not work, because we don't say the din of mixim kakulai prior to bringing kabbanis according to Tana Kama. And if someone became tummy on the day 30, then not only does he forfeit his 30 days, but even has to bring kabbanis because he becomes a nazir tummy on the rishadik level. And therefore, Rabbanan said that at least in a gay forfeiture, we're going to say that he has to forfeit his days of naziris. And although we're not going to be machmer and require him to recount 100 days of naziris, but we will require him to recount 30 days of naziris. And Rabbi Leza says, "Ein seisel shiva." Since in a case where Reuven said, "I want to be a nazir for 100 days," we would say mixayim kakulai even before you bring kabbanis. And even if Reuven became tummy prior to bringing his kabbanis, Rabbi Leza held that you do not become a nazir tummy, and you only have to wait 7 days in order to become tar from tumas meis, and then you could bring your kabbanis tayra and you could cut your hair, and your naziris period would be over. And therefore, certainly on day 101, there's no reason to make a gzira at all. And even on rabbanan dikah level, you don't become a nazir betumah, and there's no reason to forfeit any of the previous days. And even if Reuven was originally mekabel 100 complete days, according to Rabbi Leza, on day 101 you could bring your kabbanis, and we would say mixayim kakulai. And therefore, according to Rabbi Leza, the concept of naziris betumah doesn't apply on day 101. The Gemara begins at quotes from a Mishnah: Mishama reini nazir v'nitma yom shleishim. If Reuven says, "I want to be a nazir," and he became tummy on his 30th day, soisis akol, according to Tana Kama, he forfeits all the days of naziris, and he has to bring all the kabbanis of naziris betumah and cut his hair prior to restarting the naziris after he becomes tar from being tummy meis. And Rabbi Leza imeh ein seisel shiva. But according to Rabbi Leza, all he has to wait is for the days of his tayra to pass and becoming tar from his tumas meis, and immediately afterwards he could cut his hair and bring his kabbanis of naziris betayra, as his nazir period is over and he doesn't forfeit any of his days of naziris. And we continue at Datas Zayin and Beis, and the Gemara explains, Kasav Rabbi Leza, since Rabbi Leza holds that we say mixayim kakulai even before you bring kabbanis, therefore on day 30, when he becomes tummy, he has already finished his naziris period, and therefore kol acham lois shiva saisa, that after he finishes naziris, he only has to wait for his 7 days in order to become tar from tumas meis, but he doesn't break and he doesn't forfeit any of his days of naziris. And since he did not become tummy as a nazir, so he also wouldn't bring those kabbanis that a nazir that becomes tummy brings. And the Gemara continues, Harini nazir shleishim. I mean, the Mishnah stated that if Reuven said, "I'll be a nazir for 30 days," and as we explained, he didn't have to say 30 days because stam naziris is shleishim yayim. And therefore, when a person says Harini nazir shleishim yayim, according to Rav Masna, it's as if he said, "I want to be a nazir for 30 complete days." V'nitma yayim shleishim, and he became tummy on day 30. Then soises hakol. Then all agree that he would actually forfeit the days of naziris because lemaisi became tummy while he was still nazir. Because of course, in this case, we don't say mixayim kakulai. And as the Gemara explains, lepalag Rav Lezer, Rav Lezer is not chaylik to amish shleimim, because it's as if he said that I want to be a nazir for 30 days that are complete. And therefore, even on the derisidic level, we wouldn't say mixayim kakulai. And the Gemara continues and quotes from the Mishnah, Harini nazir meyayim, I want to be a nazir for 100 days, v'nitma yayim meya, and prior to bringing kabbanis, he became tummy on the 100th day. Then according to Rabbanan, we don't say mixayim kakulai because he didn't yet bring his kabbanis, and therefore, say sakal, even on the derisidic level, it's considered that he became tummy as a nazir, and therefore, he has to bring his kabbanis as a naziris after he becomes tar from tumas meis, and he would cut his hair and restart his naziris for 30 days. Rabbi Leza says, if he actually said, "I want to be a nazir for a complete 100 days," and therefore on day 100, he could not bring his kabbanis and could not cut his hair, and we do not say mixayim kakulai, even though he becomes a nazir that became tummy, but still, ein seis el shleishim, he only forfeits 30 days, and as we explained, this is based on the Xeris HaKosev that Reish Lakish brought on that Vavam Beis that teaches us that nitma b'yayim leis, if a person becomes tummy on the last day of the Nazir's period, ten lay teres nazir, then the maximum amount of days that he forfeits and that he has to recount is only the standard days of a nazir, which is shleishim yayim. And keep in mind, as we explained before, if Reuven would have just said, "I want to be a nazir for 100 days," and he didn't say, "I want to be a nazir for a complete 100 days," then according to Rabbi Leza, since on the last day, on day 100, you really could bring kabbanis and cut your hair, so therefore we still would say mixayim kakulai even before you bring your kabbanis, and the din would be if you became tummy at that point, you didn't become tummy as a nazir, and all you'll have to wait is 7 days in order to become tar from tumas meis, and then you'll be able to cut your hair, and you bring your kabbanis of taira, you'll bring your chatas, your shlamim, and your oila. And even though we explain this mission in great detail, however, the Gemara now says, and the entire pshat in our Mishnah is as we explain, according to Bapata, and according to Rav Masna, l'shitasam, as we explained from Daf Heyam and Aleph at the bottom until Davavim Beis, and the Gemara doesn't repeat that entire discussion. This is another time where we find that Lashon is Yiris Mishnah, and we will continue with the next Mishnah and the Gemara, and then we will go back to this Mishnah and explain it according to Bapada. So the Mishnah now starts, Mishnazav Hu Beis HaKfaris, Reuven was Mekabel in Ziris, and he's at that time in the Beis HaKfaris, and he's Tamei Meis, or even if Reuven is not in Beis HaKfaris, but he's Tamei Meis at that time, and he's Mekabel in Ziris, Afilu Hayisham Lamed Yayim, even if he stays in the Beis HaKfaris for 30 days, since these days do not count towards his minion of Naziris, so he's not considered a full-fledged Nazir at this point, and therefore, Einu Mevi Karban Tumah, after he becomes Tar from Tumas Meis, he would not bring the Karbanis that Nazir Tame brings, he would not bring his Hasham Naziris, his Oilo or his Chatas, as the only time a Nazir brings a Karban Tumah is only if at one point he was Tar and became Tame as a Nazir. The Mishnah continues, Yotza, if Reuven leaves the Beis HaKfaris and he waits 7 days and became Tar, and then Menichtas, and then he went into the Beis HaKfaris, and therefore became Tamei, Oilei Min HaMinyan, then since he already had days that were counted towards his Naziris, therefore, maybe Karban Tumah, he would have to bring a Karban that a Nazir brings when he's Tamei, and therefore, in this case, once he becomes Tar from Tumas Meis, he would have to cut his hair, and then he would have to bring his Karbanis Naziris B'Tumah, he would bring his Hasham Naziris, his Oilei and his Chatas, and he would then recount his days of Naziris. Rabbi Elazar Oimer, Loi Bay Bayayim, that the only time that we say that a person that is a Nazir that was Tar, and he goes into a basic Karas and becomes Tamei, would forfeit all the days that they were Nazir previously. It's only in a case where he was Nazir for more than 1 day, but if Reuven became a Nazir on Sunday, and right away he goes into the Beis HaKfaris, even though at one moment during that day, he was considered a Nazir B'Tayra, however, there's a Gzeir Sakasov and a special dispensation that he doesn't lose his previous day of Naziris, and therefore, once he becomes Tar, Ein Chenami, at least according to the Russian Taisis, at that point he would have to cut his hair and bring his Kabanis of a Nazir B'Tumah, however, he would not forfeit that 1 day that he already counted towards his Naziris, and if he was a Nazir Stam and he had to count 30 days for his Naziris, then he would only have to count another 29 days after he becomes Tar. As Rabbi Elazar brings a Pasuk Shenem, as the Pasuk says, by Yom Rishon Yiplu, that the only time we have a din that there's a forfeiture of any days is only when it's a Rav, when it's actually more than 1 day, as the Pasuk says, by Yomim, Achiyula, Yom Rishonim, he has to have a minimum of 2 days. However, if he only had 1 day and he became Tamei, he would not forfeit that day of Naziris. Other Rishonim hold that not only would he not forfeit that day, but he also would not bring any Karbanis Naziris since he became Tamei on the first day of his Naziris period. And the Gemara begins, although in our Mishnah we stated that if someone is in the basic Karas and they Mekabel Naziris on themselves, then they would not bring a Karban Tumah. However, the Gemara now has Machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish, and the Gemara says as follows, Itmar, Mishinaz Vuhu Basic Karas, if someone is Mekabel Naziris while they're in the basic Karas and while they were Tamei, Rabbi Yechon Amar, Naziris Kololov, Rabbi Yechon says that the Surim of Naziris would be Chal on him, and he would not be able to drink wine or cut his hair even during the time days Tamei Meis, and at that point he did not yet ever start counting his Naziris period. And Taisa says, Rabbi Yechon Amar Naziris Kololov L'chol Mili for everything, V'loika Ba'idei Sham Atumo Im Hisu Bay Latsu Menu, that first of all he could even get Malkas for a Nazir that became Tamei if someone gives him Asura to leave the Beis HaKfaris in order that he could be able to start his Naziris period quicker, V'ataglachas, and he would also be able to lav and get Malkas if he cuts his hair, V'ashtiyas Yayin, and for drinking wine, U'chshiyitar, and when he becomes Tar, in Tzarech Lachsav L'kabalo of Naziris, and in addition, according to Rabbi Yechon, once he becomes Tar, he doesn't have to say anything, and automatically he'll be a Nazir B'Tayra, as of course his Naziris was Chal immediately when he said Harini Nazir, even though at that point he was still in the Beis HaKfaris. Reish Lakish Amar in Naziris Chalalav, Reish Lakish holds that even though he was Mekabel Naziris, since at that point he was in the Beis HaKfaris, therefore it's not considered that the Isurim of Naziris is Chal on him, and he would still be able to drink wine and cut his hair. The Gemara explains, Rabbi Yechon Naziris Chalalav, Rabbi Yechon holds that his Naziris is Chal on him immediately, and even though he doesn't have to bring his Karban Naziris B'Tumah, the din is that he's still considered a full-fledged Nazir, and even though we have a cloud that in Naziris HaChatzayin, however, Zok Rabbi Yechon, that Sava Mitl Talia V'Kaima, that really I hold that his Naziris B'Negiyah, the din of Tumah, is still Chal. It just can't be that he's actually going to have an Issa because he was Tamei immediately when he became a Nazir, and even the Mishkacha Taira Chayla, and once he finds an opening, and at that point he becomes Tar, because he became Tar from Tumas Meis, then if he becomes Tamei once again, the din of bringing a Karban as a Nazir B'Tayra would apply, and automatically that din of Naziris would apply at that moment. Reish Lakish Amar in Naziris Chalalav, Reish Lakish holds that at that point, since he was Tamei, so therefore none of the din of Naziris would be Chal on him, a Hadav Amar Chayla Alav, and once he becomes Tar from Tumas Meis, if he goes and once again says, I will be a Nazir, then I'll be Chal, V'loiloi, and if he doesn't say that, the Naziris would not be Chal, and the Rishonim explained that he doesn't have to say once again, Harini Nazir, I want to be a Nazir, as he already had Kabbalah's Naziris, he just has to say that my Naziris, that was already Mekabel, should be Chal at this moment. And the Gemara continues, Ispir Rabbi Yechonon Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yechonon asked the following question from Reish Lakish from our Mishnah: Mishinaz v'hu beis akfaris. If Reuven is a beis akfaris and his tummy may is at the point that he's mekabel naziris, afilo hayisham shloshim yaim, even if there for 30 days, ein oilim min aminin, since he did not count any of his days towards naziris, ve'ina may be carbon tuma. Therefore, there's no chiyah to bring a carbon tuma, as the only way that a nazir could be chayiv a carbon tuma is if at some point he was tar and then he became tummy while he was a nazir. And Rabbi Yechonon is medayik from the Mishnah: carbon tuma hu d'loy maisi, that this nazir doesn't have a din to bring a carbon tumah, ha-mechel chaylelel, but the rest of the din of his ears is chal on him, and he would be asked to drink wine to cut his hair. And if someone gives him hasra to leave the basic verse and he doesn't do so, he would also be oivana issa and get malchus. And l'chayr, it seems to be a valid diak that is against Reish Lakish. And the Gemara says, Amalei, Reish Lakish responds back to Rabbi Yechonon, ein b'tar is tumah ve'ein b'tar is carbon, that what the Mishnah means to say, that Reuven doesn't have to bring a carbon b'tumah, and the reason is because he's not the pasha of Nazirus at all, and he's not the pasha of becoming tummy as a nazir, and he's not a pasha of bringing carbon because he's not a nazir at all. And certainly, since he's not considered a nazir at this point at all, therefore, of course, he'd be mutter to drink wine, and he would still be mutter to cut his hair. And the Gemara continues with another question. Rabbi Yechonon asked Reish Lakish from Ebraisa, Esvei, Mishay Tomei v'Nazir, if Reuven was tummy, and at the time that he was tummy meis, he accepted upon himself to be a nazir, also Galeach, Felicious Yayin, Vilitamil Mesim, he's still also to cut his hair, to drink wine, to be Mitamil Mesim, Vimgil, Vishas Yayin, Vinitma, and if he cut his hair, he drank wine, or he was metamel mesim, harayz as seifik zabayim. As long as he had asra, he would receive malchus. And Rabbi Yechonon asked Reish Lakish, "Iyam Rabishlei Mechayla, if you're going to say it, his nazirus is chal, even though he was tamei, high in the time of the seifik zabayim, so that's why it's shayach that he should get malchus. Eli Amit Leichayla, but according to you, Reish Lakish, that you hold that his nazirus is not chal, since he was tamei at the point that he was mekabel nazirus, and my seifik zabayim, how is it possible that he would receive malchus? And lechari, even according to Rabbi Yechonon, it's a bit tzarich bia as to lashon the brayso, because the brayso said bimgil v'shas yayim v'nidim." And since he's tummy already, so what does the brisa mean when it says v'nitmal amesim? And we have to explain, as we explained before, that if this person remains in the basic forest and someone gives him asra to leave the basic forest, it would also be oivan the issa becoming tummy amesim, and he would receive malchus. And we continue on daf yedzayin and aleph, and the Gemara answers hakam ayiskinon. The case of the brisa is b'yaitzev v'nichnas, where Reuven actually was tummy, and then after he became tar, he went back into a basic forest and became tummy once again. Now, if this is the point of the Braisa, then what is the Chiddush of the Braisa? As of course, if a person was Tamei when he becomes a Nazir, and then he becomes Tar, so certainly he has all dinim of a Nazir, and the din is that if he cuts his hair, or if he drinks wine, or if he goes back to the basic forest, then certainly he will get Malchus. And Taisus, as well as the Rush, explain the Chiddush of this Braisa is that Lefi Reish Lakish, if Reuven was Tamei at the time that he was Mekabel on himself in Zirus, and therefore his Zirus was not yet Chal, and then he went through the 7 days and he became a Tar from his Tumas Meis, then the din is that, of course, he has to be mekabel himself and the ziris, as we mentioned before, the Reish Lakish. And the chiddush is that even if he wasn't mekabel himself and he didn't say harini nazir, but he said that I want to start my naziris period, I already promised that is enough of a kabbalah's naziris, according to Reish Lakish. And the din would be that he would get malchus if he drinks wine, or if he cuts his hair, or if he becomes tummy once again. And Taisus gives another pshat, and he says that the chiddush of this brisa is that the Reish Lakish, if Reuven goes out of the base akvaris and he becomes tar, and after he became tar, he didn't accept upon himself to become a nazir immediately, then the din is that he's going to be chayiv malchus because he's oyv about the acha, since he did not accept upon himself to become a nazir immediately when he became tar. This pshat of Tais is tzarech bia because the brisa stated that v'imgila v'shas yayim v'nim m'leisim harayz es seifik sabayim. So it's not based on the fact that he didn't accept upon himself the nazirus, but it's based on the fact that he was oyv on nazirus and l'chayir et tzarech bia. And let us now relearn our Mishnah according to the Shita Bapado, who holds that stab nazirus is 29 days. And before we begin, let's just point out that the Gemara and Daf Heyam Beis asks on Bapada that the Mishnah and Daf Heyam and Aleph stated that Stab Nazirus Lamed Yoyim, and Lechayr, according to Bapada, Stab Nazirus is 29 days. And the Gemara answered that Ina Chinami, according to Bapada, certainly that Stab Nazirus is 29 days. But since Bapada does not hold of the concept of Mixayim Kekulai, therefore, in all cases, a person that makes a Stab Nazirus has to keep a full 29 days, and the only time that he can bring his Kabbonis is on day 30, and therefore, since he'll be asked to drink wine and cut his hair and be metamel mesim until he brings his kabbonis on day 30, that is why the Mishnah stated Stam Naziris is Lamed Yoyim. And also keep in mind that although Midoraisa Stam Naziris according to Bapada is 29 days, however Bapada hold that the Rabbanan made Xerah that since most people when they're mekabel Naziris are mekabel themselves 30 days as they're mekabel themselves at even days of Naziris, and since if someone's mekabel themselves a 30 day period of Naziris, Lefi Bapada, he has to keep a full 30 days, as we don't say Mixayim Kekulai, and therefore therefore he only could bring his karbanis and cut his hair on day 31, and therefore the rabbanon were misakin that even if someone is mekabel on themselves a stab nazirus, then at least midrash rabbanon is considered a nazirus for 30 days, and since we don't say mixiam kakulai, and he can't cut his hair or bring his karbanis until day 31. And keep in mind that l'chayr, according to Pada, if Reuven would say, I want to be a nazir for 29 days, then he would actually be a nazir specifically for 29 days, and he would be able to bring his karbanis on day 30 and cut his hair on day 30. And also, let's keep in mind that if Reuven becomes tummy on day number 30, so really his nazirus deraisa was over at the end of day 29, and therefore on a deraisadik level, he's not chayr to bring the karbanis of a nazir that became tummy, and on a deraisadik level, it should not be seisa the days of nazirus that he already counted. And with this in mind, let us start the Mishnah. Mishama reigning nazir, megaleich yom shleishim ve'echad. If someone says, I will be a nazir, and according to Bapada, midrabanan, he becomes a nazir for 30 days, since Bapada doesn't hold of the concept of mixed yom kikulai, therefore, he only could cut his hair on day 31 and bring his kabbanis on day 31. But vimgilech liyom shleishim yatza, however, since midraisa, his nazirus is really for only 29 days, so therefore, if he cuts his hair and brings his kabbanis on day 30, he would be yaitza. And the Mishnah continues, hareini nazir shleishim yom, if Reuven specified, I want to be a nazir for 30 days, then midraisa, he has a chiyuv to be a nazir for 30 days, and l'kfir bapada, we don't hold a mixed yom kikulai, therefore, vimgilech liyom shleishim yatza, he has to bring his kabbanis and cut his hair on day 31, and if he cuts his hair on day 30, he would not be yaitza, and really, l'divrei kol, it's more than l'yotza, he actually would be oiva on issa deraisa, because he cut his hair, and certainly he can't bring his kabbanis, and it's not the zman yet for bringing his kabbanis. And the Mishnah continues, mishin nazir shtei nazirus, if we would mekabel himself to keep two nazirus periods, migalechas who is shayin yom shleishim echad, according to Rapada, really should be only a nazir for 29 days on deraisadik level, but midrabanan, he has to keep 30 days, and we don't say mixayim kakulai, and therefore, he should only cut his hair and bring his kabbanis on day 31. Once he brings his kabbanis and he cuts his hair on day 31, his second period of nazirus starts in the middle of that day, and therefore, vesashni yom shishim echad, and then the 31st day for his second nazirus will be on day 61, and at that point, he can cut his hair and bring his kabbanis, and vimgilech su shayin yom shleishim, then if he cuts his hair and he brings kabbanis for his first period of nazirus on day 30, then of course it's valid because a standard nazirus is 29 days, and according to Bapada, even though he doesn't hold a mixiyam kakulai, but on day 30 he certainly could bring his kabbanis and cut his hair, at least on the deraisadik level, and therefore if he does so, then once he brings his kabbanis, he starts a second period of nazirus on day 30, and therefore on day 60 will be the 31st day of his second nazirus period, and therefore megaleich seshni yom shishim, his second period of nazirus, he will cut his hair and bring his kabbanis on day 60. And even for the second period of nazirus, if he cuts his hair on the 59th day, and if he brings his kabbanis on the 59th day, then he will be yaitza, because really again, midraisa, he should only have to keep 29 days, and that will end on day 58. And even though Bapada doesn't hold mixed yom kikulai, he can bring his kabbanis and cut his hair on day 59. And the Mishnah continues, Vizu Edis Heid Rabbi Pius, that this is the same Edis and the same testimony Rabbi Pius gave on Mishnah Nazir Shtei Nazirus, where Reuven was mekabel himself two nazirus, that if he went and cut his hair and brought his kabbanis on day 30, which of course he could do so, because really his nazirus deraisa is only 29 days, and he has a right to bring his kabbanis and cut his hair on day 30, then he should cut his hair for his second term of nazirus on day 60, which is the 31st day from when his second nazirus period starts, which is immediately after he brought his kabbanis. However, if he cut his hair and brought his kabbanis on day 59, Yatza, and certainly he's Yatza because that's the 30th day from the beginning of his second term of nazirus. And Rabbi Pius continues, Shiyam Shashleshim Oilulim Menaminyan. And according to Bapada, the way to understand these words, not that the 30th day is Oilulukan Lukan, as according to Bapada, he doesn't hold the concept of Mixiyam Kukulai. It just means that after he brings the Kabbanis on the 30th day, then immediately at that point, he could start his second period of nazirus, even though he didn't count a full day for his first day of nazirus. However, at the beginning of the nazirus period, we still say Mixiyam Kukulai, and it would count as day number one. The Mishnah continues, Misha Amar Reini Nazir, if Reuven says, I should be a Nazir, and really Midraisa, he should only be a Nazir for 29 days, and it's only Midrabanan that he's a Nazir for 30 days. Therefore, the Rabbanan say, Nidma Yom Shleishim, if he became Tame on the 30th day, then really Midraisa, at this point, it's Acha Malois, and it's not considered he became Tame as a Nazir, and therefore it should not be Soises and Zirs. However, Midrabanan, they said, Soises Akal, we're still going to say that we're going to be Soisa your entire period of Nazirs, and you'll forfeit the 30 days that you already counted, and you'll have to recount another 30 days once you become tar from your tumas maze. However, in this case, you would not bring a carbon of a nazir b'tamei, and you would not bring an asham naziris, and you would not bring the chatas or the oila, because of of course, midiraisa, you're really not chayiv to bring any kabbonis as you did not become tamei as a nazir. The only reason why the rabbanon said that you forfeit 30 days is because otherwise people may be confused and they would say that even if a person was mekabel themselves 30 days and they said that mefirsh, and therefore midiraisa, he had to keep 30 days. And of course, if you by pada, we don't say mixayim kakulai, and therefore if he became tamei prior to bringing his kabbonis, he would think that he doesn't have to bring kabbonis naziris, and he's not soisa any of his days in naziris, and therefore the rabbanon was sakin that even in a case where a person was mekabel naziris pistam and really midiraisa day 30 is achem alois, and he doesn't become a nazir betuma, and it wouldn't be soisa sakol, and he wouldn't have to bring his kabbonis. However, the rabbanon was sakin that he should be soisa his 30 days of naziris to avoid confusion. However, Blazer Omer, Blazer's chelak on Tanakam, and he says ainu soisa el shiva, that there is no gzera on day number 30, and since midiraisa he only had to keep 29 days, therefore even though he became tamei on day number 30, it's achem alois, and of course it's not soisa any of his days in naziris, and he does have to bring kabbonis naziris. The only effect that becoming tamei had is that at this point it would delay his ability to bring his kabbonis b'tayra, and as we learned before, that a nazir can't send the shliach to bring his kabbonis, and he has to bring his kabbonis by himself, and therefore after day 7, when he becomes tar from his tumas meis, he will cut his hair and bring his kabbonis b'tayra. The Mishnah continues, harini nazir shleishim yoyim, if Reuven specified that I want to be a nazir for 30 days, so in this case, l'divrei akol, everyone agrees that he's a nazir for a full 30 days, as if he papada, we don't say the klal of mitzvayim kekulai, and therefore nit mayim shleishim, if he became tamei on the 30th day, soisa sakol, that even Belezer agrees, over here it's a din deraisa, that he soisa his entire naziris, and midiraisa, he has to bring a carbon naziris as well, and then restart his naziris period. And the Mishnah continues, harini nazir meyayim, and in this case, l'fi papada, he said I will be a nazir for 100 days, and even if he didn't say I want to be a nazir for a complete 100 days, according to our pada, we don't say mixayim kekulai, and therefore he's a nazir for a 100-day period. So nitma yaymeya, so he said a call according to the Anakama, the din once again applies that midiraisa, if he becomes tamei on day 100, since he's a nazir on day 100, so of course he is considered a nazir betuma at this point, and he would have to bring kabbonis of a nazir betuma, the sham naziris, the chatas and oila, and he would also forfeit his 100 days of naziris, and he would actually have to recount the full 100 days of naziris prior to cutting his hair and bringing the kabbonis that a nazir brings when he completes his 100 days of naziris b'tayra. However, Rabbi Lezer says ina seisa el shleishim, that in this case ina chinami, he became tamei while he was a nazir. Certainly I agree that he has to bring the kabbonis of a nazir that became tamei. However, the din is that he doesn't forfeit all 100 days, he only forfeits 30 days, and this is based on the same din that we brought from Ish Lakish on that Vav and Beis, that the Torah says zeis teres hanazir b'yayim lois yimei nizrei hatayir amra nitpun b'yayim lois henloi teres nazir. That Rabbi Lezer has exeris a custom that teaches us that if a person becomes tamei on the last day of the naziris period, then the maximum days that they will forfeit is only 30 days, and they won't forfeit any more than 30 days, and that's why in this case he only forfeits 30 days and he doesn't forfeit his complete 100 days. And the Mishnah ends off, if Reuven was mekabel himself to keep in his ears for 100 days and midiraisa he's in nazir until the end of day 100, and he could bring his kabbonis and cut his hair on day 101, when Maisa day 101, even though you have to cut your hair and bring in kabbonis, but it's considered achem alois, and therefore even if Reuven becomes tamei on day 101 on deraisa level, he became tamei after his days of naziris, and he should not have to bring a carbon for another tamei, and he should not forfeit any of his days of naziris. And even so, the Mishnah teaches us nitma yoymei ve'echad, if Reuven becomes tamei on day 101, soisa shleishim yoyim, according to Rabbanan, they were misakin that you should be soisa and forfeit 30 days, because they still look at it by the fact that you didn't bring your carbon naziris, that you're still a nazir, and they were misakin that you have to forfeit 30 days, even though of course you won't bring a carbon naziris, because on the raisadik level, of course you weren't a nazir betumah, and since this was only a gzir Rabbanan, therefore they were misakin that you only forfeit 30 days, and you don't forfeit all 100 days. However, Rabbi Lezer states, in the soisa el shifa, he doesn't have this takanan Rabbanan, and therefore he says that since on day 101 you already completed your naziris, therefore you're not considered a nazir betumah, and you're not soisa any of the days in naziris, and certainly you don't bring a carbon for a nazir that became tamei, as even Rabbanan agreed to that. And Lefi Rabbi Lezer, the only effect that becoming tamei on day 101 has on the person is that he has to delay bringing his kabbonis b'tayra, and he has to delay cutting his hair until after he completes his entire process for becoming tamei meis. And since while we were learning the Mishnah, we already spoke about all the points that the Gemara will make according to Bapada, so we will not continue and learn the Gemara once again, and we will stop over here.